Hello, this is Okio Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for you gain more freedom in your life, and not only gain the freedom for yourself, but also to be able to release others from the karma. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Now continues of the Amitayu Sutra 10. However, the purpose of this interpreting the meaning of the what's written in a sutra is not to gain the knowledge, not to just what's written here, what's written there. There's not so much meaning, because the purpose of this sutra, why this is written, what we are requested from the earth is that what we want, what the Mahayana Buddhism or what the Great Spirit want us to be. Well, for example, in this sentence, that being a state of every variety of the different samadhi state of the Buddha, and be a great master for the practitioners. Practitioner of the altruism practitioner, which means that Mahayana Buddhist, and with a deep samadhi, as by the way, samadhi means the meditative state, which is receiving the unified with the great spirit of the universe. With deep samadhi and deep wisdom, and lead other beings. It because you are be able to adapt to any situation of the world, and be able to adapt to any difference of the people, and clearing up the truth, and have no fear. What you need to lead, and clearly know what is the illusion and what is the truth, and break down the net of the karma, and relieve people from the tied up from it, and break through the self-centered practitioner's state. And being in a state of the emptiness, samadhi of the emptiness and non-form and no wish. Well, you can find these words, which is the non-emptiness, samadhi of the emptiness, non-form and non-wish. Actually, this is a is meaning is opposite. The meaning of the emptiness is one aspect of the existence of everything, which can be take any form, is meaning of the emptiness. So you can never ever find emptiness in anywhere. There's only the phenomenon. However, the phenomenon can take any form. The pure can be pure and can be hell, can be gorgeous infinitive phenomenon. That's what emptiness means. So there's you can never find non-form. Non-form means that the freely to be able to express any form. And non-wishes, full of all the wishes that all the wishes has to be realized or will be realized, or the great spirit wishing to be realized. To awakening to this is the meaning of the emptiness, non-form and non-wish. Therefore, don't be trapped by the image what we are given from the spiritual path. For example, if you go into the spiritual path, you have to give up to the richness in a phenomenon. I mean the richness in the physical world. This kind of image is that we have to be, for example, you have to be poor to if we live for the God or for the Buddha. Don't forget, there's a famous, one of the most important Buddhist sutra, which is called Vimala Kirti Nirdesha Sutra. Wow, it's a complicated name in Sanskrit. In Japanese, Yuima Sutra. This main character of this sutra is called Vimala Kirti Nirdesha, the Yuima. He is the billionaire, the celebrity. However, he is enlightened in any other student, main student of Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. Well, one in this sutra, in Shakyamuni was in six, and is written in the sutra, oh, because the beings are sick, getting sick, I've been sick. And ask a student to, okay, go to meet Yuima and talk to some about something. And each student said, no, I can't. He started discussing me in front of my Dharma talk, and I can never overcome his discussion. Well, anyway, what I wanted to say is that to give some image. You have to be this, you have to be that. It's a trap. The path of the unification with the great spirit of the universe, and the path of transferring all the majestic power, all the great love and light of the great spirit of the universe, is a way of a much more richer in the heart, and of course in a phenomenon as well. We have to relieve from the religious karma. So don't be afraid. We are much more freer than any tradition. That's why it's written in the sutra that knowing what tools to get enlightenment and to share the enlightenment and clarify the difference of the self-centered practitioner and the bodhisattva practitioner, which is the purpose of the practice, is to give the merit to all beings. And there's no action and there's no owns. Well, this non-action means that when you be deeply dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, things will be dropped off. The sensation of the action will be more like that. The universe, the great spirit, is moving in you and letting you move your body, not from your ego conscious. Something like dropped off the ego conscious. I think this is a sensation of what Paul said, that now I am not living in anymore, that Jesus is living in me. And this is comfortable feeling, sensation, and at the same time, this is the energy of the liver of the universe that fulfill all the wishes you have. Isn't it interesting? It's not like you giving up what you wanted. The struggle will be over, and you be dwelled, but and you receive the great spirit of the universe, the energy of the liver that will fulfill, realize your wishes. And at the same time, it's a sensation of the non-action. The action will be only by the energy of the nature. Same as what Lao Tzu said. Therefore, non-action is action of the universe. All those are we are required by the great spirit of the universe. And we are requested to be in such a deep state, and we are requested to be freedom, to gain the freedom, and we are requested to fulfill and realize the wishes. May your life will be in a state of the samadhi, which is dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. May your life will be in freedom, and may your life will be realizing your wishes.